There are times when having a guest is a treat, and there are times when having a guest is a bucket list item. This is the latter. Chris Myers, author of That Deserves a Wow, Untold Stories of Legends and Champions, Their Wins and Their Heartbreaks, is on with us right now. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, the pleasure is all mine. Of course, we're on here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I grew up about an hour away on New Orleans' North Shore, so you were on my TV when I was a kid, and you were when you went national, that was the first taste I got to see someone local go national, and as a kid who wanted to go into broadcasting one day, that opened my eyes big time. So thank you for a couple minutes this morning.
Well, no, and that's great to hear. St. Tammany Parish, and I felt, I have to say, for my years in New Orleans, and you know, Brian, when I did move on from ESPN and then to Fox, the greatest compliment I think I was paid is when I heard from the people, New Orleanians and people in the area, North Shore included, hey, glad to see one of our own, you know, make it big. And I was like, well, even though I wasn't born there, I didn't grow up there, I felt like one of the own there. And enduring the Saints before they ever won a game, a playoff game, excuse me, and the Bagheads and those types of years, it was nice to see them enjoy some success later, even from afar.
No, absolutely. You were in town for the first playoff appearance, but not the first playoff win.
Yes, that is correct. Jim Moore, I actually one of my first stories there was covering Bum Phillips, who, and I talk about this in the book That Deserves a Wow, Brian. I remember I was somewhat in the press conference, questioning the team wasn't winning, and he thought I was critical. And he said, well, I know you come out to practice, Chris, but you know, just because you walk through a hospital, that doesn't make you a doctor. And I said, yeah, but I don't have to be a doctor coach to know somebody's sick. And this team isn't doing well, you know. And he said, you got me there, kid. So from that point, then we had Jim Mora, and then the Saints finally had some winning seasons. But yes, and then later the Super Bowl, where I had moved on, but kept a close watch on the success, and still do. I mean, they're all, you know, you always have a soft, my wife's from there, so we always have a soft spot for the Saints.
Gotta love it. We're talking with Chris Myers. The book is called That Deserves a Wow, Untold Stories of Legends and Champions, Their Wins and Their Heartbreaks. Okay, we got to start with this. How, when you're writing a book like this, how do you whittle down the stories to know which ones to roll with? I mean, some of them were obvious. The Bill Murray story is fantastic. What launched you nationally, of course, I took personal interest in that one. But how do you whittle that list down?
That was the hardest part. And there's some of the things that were left out that I just wanted to write it in a way where it didn't sound like a typical sportscaster book. So it's not all about me. It's about other people in sports and events, but it's through my eyes. Because I was there telling it, living it, and a little bit of my family background, because I think that shapes all of us, Brian, in terms of the way we do our job, whether you're in broadcasting or any job. And I think that's important, that human element that carries or drives us all. So I picked the stories I think that people most talked about, and I wanted a range from happy to, and I didn't want to go sad, but there were some of those moments that were more news than they were sports. But I thought it was important for people to know how those were covered or how we landed in those situations. This path is a little like the movie Forrest Gump meets the movie Almost Famous. You know, Cameron Crowe, the young rock journalist. I'm a young sportscaster who gets thrown into, with a sports theme, of course, these unusual spots of meeting famous people, different people. But you live it, you react to it, and then I want to tell people about it.
We're talking with Chris Myers for a couple more minutes here. You know, one of the stories that you tell that I think probably deserves a follow-up at this point because he's back in the headlines, Mike Tyson. Walk me through that and how you where you were with him versus where he's at today.
Yeah, and it was sad to kind of see. I mean, I worry about his health a little bit nearing the age. He's in great shape, but I had interviewed him a few times. But this was when he first got out of prison and was working his way back to boxing. And I'll give you the cliff notes in the book, but the basic story is I go to his house to interview him. We're sitting by the pool. It's his estate in Las Vegas. And I'm showing him Sports Illustrated covers of great moments in his career and having him react. Hey, here you are at this age. You beat this guy. Here you are. You become the heavyweight champ. And then I bring up the Holyfield where he bit his ear. And I hardly got through the question. And he's sitting not too far, a couple of feet away. He lunges, yelling, said, "You're trying to provoke me." He's cussing at me, waving his eye, like lunging at me, like he's going to beat the heck out of me. And his handler and one of the other trainer guys, they quickly hook his arms to keep, but he got right into my face. And I I was like, okay, if you don't want to answer, then we'll just leave. And he's like, no, stay. He finished the interview to his credit. I said, and I wanted to leave. And they said, no, I want to give you a tour of that. So then I got to know him a little bit more afterwards. And you'll understand maybe the psyche that he was obviously years ago, a younger Mike Tyson. But to see him out there fighting, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's a free country. To me, that was if you fight for the ages, the old ages. But he should probably fight people more his age just for health reasons, for safety.
I want to squeeze in one or two more here but while we have time with Chris Myers. O.J. Simpson interview. I mean, you dive deep here.
Yeah, I wanted people to go with us on that. It was the trial of the century, a famous guy who gets away with murder. At least it's seen that way, but I wanted them to be able to judge for themselves. We got the first live interview with him after both trials. He turned Barbara Walters down because it was going to be a taped interview. He didn't want anybody taping and editing him. And I asked the questions that people wanted to ask that he never took the stand in that trial. Are you capable of killing? And are you sure, show me something, a check you wrote to searching for the real killer, is a detective agency, anything. And how he acted in between that and running into him years later in an elevator. There's some of these stories you can't make up, but they're all actual, factual, and in some sense entertaining, and they're in the book.
Also in the book, and taking this, bringing it back around to locally here in Louisiana, you credit a piece that you did on the 86 LSU baseball team for helping launch you nationally.
Yeah, there were two of those stories, and that was a great thing about WWL for a local TV station. You covered the local sports, but they also sent you out, to big events, to cover the local Hal Sutton from Louisiana, obviously in the Masters. Risen Star, the great story that the horse race going to the Kentucky Derby, later winning the Belmont. So there's some of those great stories of my New Orleans WWL roots there that I think people, to help get to a certain level of going to ESPN and then on to Fox. And yeah, the LSU baseball team going to the College World Series and a story on Jim Morris coaching staff. They never played the game. All of the coaches, the assistant coaches, which later became head coaches, some of them, none of them had ever played in the NFL. And that fascinated me. And they were nice enough to talk about it and spin a story around the Saints. And again, had great support from the editor and the photographer on that. But that caught the eye of ESPN, and then that was the ticket to the network.
He is Chris Myers. The book is called That Deserves a Wow. Thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
All right, anytime, Brian. Thanks for the kind words. All right, you take care.
You too.